Shawty got the game on lock. Don't stop. Morning man house, don't stop. Yeah.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone. Power 98 Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B 552 here in the Carolinas. Good morning to you. Happy terrific Tuesday, Miss Jessica, the girl next door, clocking in. Your boy No Limit Larry, he is still out. How you doing out there? It's gonna be a great day. We are gonna have so much fun. 68 degrees outside with a high of 75 today. It's going to be cloudy all day long. I'm not in the madhouse by myself. I got my brother with me, comedian Burpee. Good morning, Burpee.
I say good morning.
Do it again.
Good morning.
Do it again.
Good morning.
Do it again.
Good morning.
And one more time.
Good morning.
What's up, mate?
What's happening, Jack?
How you doing?
Good, welcome back.
Not for long. Not for long. I ain't playing with y'all. Going right on back. Going right on back to my own personal studio. But it does feel good to be back here at my second home, Power 98. Back in the studio. If you all don't know, normally I am broadcasting from home. Mm-hmm. In the morning.
Right.
But No Limit Larry is out today, so I came on in.
I just knew I was gonna be doing the show today. I'm be like, okay, Jessica, call. I'm sending the link.
Mm-mm. No, you gonna have to practice them skills over the weekend at night.
She didn't let me do it.
No. Mm-mm. Which you won't do.
I was ready. I couldn't go. I felt like a kid on Christmas morning.
Oh.
I'm gonna be working the board.
Oh. Mm-mm. Nope.
Not today.
How was your holiday weekend? Did you do anything special?
It was good. I went to a cookout, my cousin's cookout, actually.
Okay.
That was fun. The food was good. I caught up with a guy I went to A&T with.
Okay.
I didn't know that he and my cousin, they're good friends now. They actually live across the street from each other. And so that was fun. My girls, they made new friends with them. And my daughter, as soon as we were leaving, she said, can we come back tomorrow? Yeah. Calm down. Calm down. I'm not going to invade on these people's homes. But it was good. Food, they had seafood, fried fish, hot dogs, grilled out. It was, oh, man. It was fun. We were up there. We were up till like 2 or 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
We didn't leave until 2 or 3 in the morning. Got there around like 7. It was fun. It was good times. Was
That's good.
Good. Good times at the El Royale.
That's good.
Yeah, what how did- was yours?
We also cooked out, and on Sunday we had a water gun fight. That was a lot of fun.
Really?
Yeah. That was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And what else? Oh, well, yesterday I celebrated my nephew. He's my first nephew. He turned 14 years old yesterday.
Really?
And it's really just been affecting me. It's really, like, he heads to...
He's a whole teenager.
He's a whole teenager. He heads to high school next year. Mm. So it's just like, wow, I cannot believe this. And I always tell him the story of outside of his parents and outside of the doctor that delivered him, I was the first person that saw him. We were waiting in the delivery room. Now, my nephew was so big. He was so big when he was in my sister's stomach that my sister would have to hold her stomach with both of her hands as she would walk. He was a huge baby. And I remember walking. I remember we were in the waiting room. She had to have a C-section. We were in the waiting room waiting for him to be born. And I went to the back to grab a spoon to get something because I was eating and I needed a spoon. And as I walked back by, I passed by the room where all the babies were. And I remember walking by the room and going, damn, that's a big baby. Like thinking, wow, that's a big baby. And then all of a sudden, this man turns around and he's smiling and he's pointing to the baby. And it's my brother. is my brother. So the big baby was my nephew. The big baby was my nephew. And I ran into the waiting room and I was telling everybody, even the people that weren't with us, he's here. He's here. And everybody ran back. They saw him. A group of doctors walked by. I was like, hey, stop. That's my nephew. This is my, come look at my nephew. So he turned 14 years old yesterday. He's the sweetest kid, smart, very, very courageous. And, you know, he's an inspiration to me. So happy birthday to my baby, David.
Happy birthday, boy.
Yeah, that's how we spent yesterday as a family, doing a Zoom call with him and celebrating his birthday. He told, I said, how do you feel? He says, you know, it feels weird being a grown man. I said, whoa.
Not a grown man.
Yes, yes. I said, well, what happens when you're a grown man? He was like, you know, you get a car, you pay taxes. He says, I'm not doing any of those things yet, but I assume they're on the way because I'm a grown man now.
Oh,
I said, boy, if you don't get off my FaceTime and leave me alone.
Clearly.
Leave me alone. But yeah, that's how we spent the weekend. Glad to hear that you had a good weekend. Nosy Neighbors, how did you all spend your weekend? Make sure you're tuned in with the Madhouse all morning long. We're going to be talking about weekend plans, what your favorite celebrities were doing over the weekend. Charlotte was all over the news all weekend long. Oh, y'all, we made TMZ. Did you see that?
I did not.
We made TMZ for having the longest lines at the airport.
Really?
Yes, they said it was crazy at Charlotte Douglas over the weekend. Oh, no. People were missing their flights. Flights were delayed. They said the lines were crazy out there at the airport. Where y'all going?
Sit down. The COVID is in the airplane.
Where y'all going? Calm down.
Yes. I'm driving everywhere. It's opening back up because I'm getting booked now. But I'm afraid to get on the plane.
Ooh, child. Yes, we made it all over the news. We're going to be talking about that. We got your trending topics coming up this morning. Burpee has his thoughts. I got your Nosy Neighbor news. And it's the next big thing going down in our 8 o'clock hour. Let's get that day started off right with our inspirational word from Pastor R.J. Davis.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your morning inspiration. Question. Do you think the less you give away, the more you have?
This is WPEG Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill.
Way more fresher.
Charlotte's number one for hip-hop and R&B.
All day, every day.
And you're home for No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
Every morning.
Here on Power 98.
You look so much better when you're You look so much better when you're You look so much better when you're You look so much better when you smile.
Smile for me. Can you just smile for me?
Burpee, are you smiling? Let me see you smile, Burp. Such a beautiful smile. Yes.
Smile.
6:05, Nosy Neighbors coming up next is your Madhouse question of the day. You don't want to miss it. You can smile while you're listening to this. This is Roddy Rich, DJ Mustard, High Fashion here on Charlotte's Plug, Power 98. Good morning.
Now you want to shoot with the red at the bottom, babe. You know I like when you ride at the top, babe.
6:09 here in the Queen City, Roddy Rich, DJ Mustard, the name of the song, High Fashion, Power 98, Charlotte's Plug for new hip-hop and R&B. We are the Morning Madhouse, and each or every morning around this time, we give you something to talk about. It's our Madhouse question of the day. Let's do it.
Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about. Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about.
All right. Over the weekend, a lot of versus battles went on. On Saturday, we had Beanie Man versus Bounty Killer. Yesterday, we had Jagged Edge versus 112.
Probably the worst I've ever seen.
So, and you know what? I don't know, Bert. Nelly and Ludacris was pretty bad.
Nah, it wasn't bad.
I had to actually log out of Nelly and Ludacris. Because the connection issues were just so bad.
But see, that was the thing that made it bad, the connection issues. The song selection
for this one.
Anytime you take Slim song and count that as a 112 song. Nope.
But they did play If You Are Available as an interlude, and I was in there jamming. Listen, if you are available. So listen, we're not talking about bad versus battles today. We want to know, out of all of the ones, if you've been watching them, out of all of them, which one has been the best one? Mm. Which one has been the best one? This is sort of hard for me. So there are three. that topped my mind. First of all, I did not expect that Beanie Man and Bounty Killer one to be as dope as it was.
Lit. You hear me?
I did not expect that.
Lit.
I was not ready.
I knew. It's something about the Caribbean people when they get... I didn't know they were going to
do it together, format.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Which made it even better.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. And see, I enjoy reggae music, but... I can only take so much of it. After a couple of songs, I'm like, all right.
But I was into that.
But for this one, I listened to all of it.
Bounty Killer.
From beginning to end. I loved it, right? I loved what Erykah Badu and Jill Scott did for women.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that one was dope. But I'm going to go with Teddy Riley and Babyface for this one. Because I was singing every single song.
Yeah.
Once they got it right, I was singing every single song. There was not a song that I missed. I knew them. I loved them.
Yeah.
Was getting into it. So I'm going with Teddy Riley, Babyface, for this one. That's been the best one for me.
You know which one I'm going with?
Which one?
I'm going with Beanie Man and Bounty Killer.
Really?
I was not expecting it.
Yeah.
I was going to go T-Pain and Lil Jon.
T-Pain and Lil Jon was a good one too.
But Beanie Man and Bounty Killer, I was sitting there like, ooh, they're doing the dances. I'm gonna do the dances with them. Ooh, look. I ain't know nothing they were saying. Nothing. Some of the songs that we knew commercially, I was in there like, ooh, Pondy River. But I don't know.
Beanie Man completely telling the police to get out. Hilarious. Hilarious. Best versus moment ever. But we want to hear from you. Hit us up on our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail 704-227-8780. Which one has been the best versus battle? We want to hear from you. On the way, we got your trending topics. It's Charlotte's Plug, Power 98.
Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app from your app store.
Follow me.
Be sure to follow us at all. It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his no cap.
All right, 6:20 here in the Queen City. Time for your first Nosy Neighbor News Quickie of the morning. Andre Drummond, NBA player, helped out an essential worker in a big way. The NBA player left a waitress at a Florida restaurant a $1,000 tip. $1,000. How much was his meal? How much do you think his meal was, Bert?
$20.
Mm-mm. A little bit more. Go up some more.
50.
Yeah. Mm-mm. A little bit more.
200?
Maybe. 160.
Oh.
160. Still. Yeah, exactly. and his generosity completely caught the woman off guard. She had no idea who he was until he left the building.
Oh, wow.
And then people were like, no, he plays in the NBA. She hopped on social media and said, it's so amazing to see people displaying acts of kindness in these uncertain times. And you know what? I have to agree with her. A lot of people have just been stepping up, just being kind and nice to people.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen a lot of that lately. And I don't know if it's just that people are doing it more or that it's heightened just because of what's going on. And people are spreading putting a little bit more attention on it. But I like it. Let's keep it going. Let's keep this trend going.
Keep it going after the COVID is over.
And I'm not even talking about just giving away like $1,000. You ain't got to give away no money, but just being kind to people, you know, and speaking and saying hello and getting to know your neighbors and, you know, checking in on people and just being kind. I love it. I love it. And I see that it's actually happening a lot here lately. So let's keep this trend going.
Tip your local radio station DJs.
Yeah. I mean,
personalities,
you know, whatever.
I wouldn't mind that.
I wouldn't mind that either. But yeah. So shout out to him. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quick It.
I want to know what it is.
Quick It.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie. All right. Don't forget about our Madhouse question of the day. It is, who has had the best versus battle? Head on over to our Instagram pages and let us know.
At I Am Burpee, B-U-R-P-I-E, all one word.
At Hey Miss Jessica, or leave it on our voicemail 704-227-8780. Who has had the best versus battle in your opinion so far? While you're answering that, it's OT Genesis, Young Dolph. You need to cut it here on Charlotte's Plug Power 98. Good morning.
Cut it. Cut it. Cut it.
cut it, need to cut it. Your price is way too high, you need to cut it.
625 in the Carolinas as you walk outside this morning. 68 degrees with a high of 75. You're listening to No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. OT Genesis, Young Dolph, the name of it. Cut it. Have you seen OT Genesis, baby?
No, I haven't.
Oh, my goodness. It is his twin.
Really?
That baby looks just like OT Genesis.
It's a boy or girl?
It's a little boy.
Really?
He had it with Malika.
That's right. That's
yeah.
Right.
The
twin.
Yes. One of the twins, Kardashian bestie. Yes. That baby looks just like OT Genesis. Just like him.
I haven't seen the baby.
Oh, man. Oh,
gotta look that baby up.
Hey, listen. Don't forget to go answer our Madhouse question of the day. We are talking about the Versus battles. You know, we had two of them that went down over the holiday weekend. Bounty Killer versus Beanie Man, which was really, 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 really good.
Lit.
Really good.
That one was, I was not expecting it to be as lit as it was.
Yeah. Yeah. And Jagged Edge versus 112.
I expected that to be as bad as it was.
Oh, man.
I said from jump. What was it? Friday. When we were in here Friday. I was like, eh, I'm not too sure about this one.
I'm disappointed that it didn't turn out so good. Because I like music from both of them. Mm.
They don't have 20 hits worth of songs. I knew that. Well, at least on 112 side. Maybe Jagged Edge. I don't think Jagged Edge got 20 hits.
So I saw somebody that posted and said, y'all ain't know them last 8 songs that Jagged Edge played. Cut it out.
I knew it was a rap when they played Slim Song. So fine.
But it's a hit. But it's a hit.
But it ain't 112 song.
But it's a hit, though.
Yeah.
It's a hit.
I was over it.
If you can play features, then you can play solo songs.
From a group, though?
Yeah. Yeah, if you're featured on someone else's song,
the group,
then I
should,
no. But if I'm a single artist and I'm featured on, like if it's your song and I'm featured on your song, then I as a group member should be able to play my solo song. I should be able to play my solo song.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I wasn't too excited about this one. Then I literally just peeped in. Checked it out, see what they were doing, and once I saw what was going on, yeah, I was out.
I was excited about this one. But when that sound is so bad, and you know what else sort of messed this one up for me? Jagged Edge just didn't look interested.
Because Jagged Edge might be the most thugged out R&B group I've ever seen in my
just
life.
Just didn't look interested at all.
They didn't.
Have you ever seen their Unsung?
Nuh-uh.
Ooh,
I heard it was good, though.
It's really good.
It's really good.
I like Unsung.
Yeah.
I like Unsung.
Unsung is a great show.
It is a great show. So if you all haven't seen that one, looking for something to check out while you're quarantined, and you can check out Jagged Edge's Unsung. But our Madhouse question of the day today is, we want to know who has the best, in your opinion, who has had the best versus battle. Head on over to our Instagram pages, which are Burp.
Mine is at I Am Burpee, B-U-R-P-I-E, all one word.
And mine is at Hey Miss Jessica, and that's Miss M-S. Or you can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. Coming up, we got your trending topics of the morning. We got a lot to talk about, specifically here in Charlotte. It's Charlotte's Plug, Power 98. Good morning.
What's up, Carolinas? It's No Limit Larry.
And I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door from the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
Everyone at Power 98 and Beasley.
Got the balls like a collar.
Yes, yes, it is Tuesday, May 26th. A lot of trending topics. Charlotte was trending all over the weekend. I don't know if you caught it on TMZ. Was telling Burma about this earlier. But Charlotte Douglas Airport was on TMZ for the crazy lines. Said a bunch of people missed their flights. There were a bunch of delays. It was crazy. Lines were out the door at the airport.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, said it was crazy. Where y'all going? Calm down. Sit down. Chill out.
Home. Wash
just chill
your
out.
Hands and go home.
Chill out. Chill out now. Come on now. Calm down. Also, Charlotte is trending because of Donald Trump. Yes, Twitter Trump hopped on Twitter over the weekend and on Memorial Day. and threatened to pull the RNC from the Queen City. He said, I love the great state of North Carolina, but basically he says Roy Cooper has kept this in shutdown, and he's like, look, we're not going to make all these plans to bring the RNC there if we can't fully use the Spectrum Center. So he is threatening to pull the RNC from North Carolina. I posted this on. Yeah, he can't do that. You can't do. He definitely can influence the vote with it, with him being the president, you know. But no, he does not have the personal power to be able to do this. Now, state health officials are working with RNC and will review its plan as they make the decision on how to hold the convention right here in Charlotte. That is what Governor Roy Cooper said. North Carolina is relying on data and science to protect our state's public health and safety. Over the 3-day holiday in North Carolina, there were 2,346 new cases of the coronavirus over the 3-day holiday. Mecklenburg County has the highest number of cases in the state of North Carolina. So this is going to be a serious impact for us with all of those people coming in from all over to our Queen City. You know, the biggest thing is people are asymptomatic and they can carry the virus and not even know it and give it to somebody, and it can have horrible effects on that person. So, yeah. You know, we'll see how that one goes down. And also trending over the weekend, your boy Joe Biden. He made headlines over the weekend when he said, I tell you what, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or for Trump, then you ain't black. A lot of people were upset. A lot of people were upset about his comments. Some are like what you just said, Bert. Well, is he wrong? You know, but he did come back and he says, I should have not been so cavalier. I have never, never, ever taken the African-American community for granted. I shouldn't have been such a wise guy. He sort of backed up off of his comments. But a lot of people, you know, I saw mixed reviews on it where they were like, you know, is he wrong for what he said? Or, you know, like, hold on.
If Biden, black people are upset, make up your mind.
You're taking it too far. Those are just a couple of things that are trending this morning. For more hot stories, check out our website, power98fm.com.
What's up, Carolinas? It's No Limit Larry.
And I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door from the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
What's happening? What's happening? What's up?
Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Megan Thee Stallion, your girl Beyonce. It's the Savage Remix. Hey, Bert, guess what?
What?
After 6 years, Nicki Minaj's album, The Pink Print, has hit number one on the iTunes rap chart. Did you know that?
Just now,
it makes her the first woman of 2020 to occupy the chart's top spot. And May was pretty good for her because the pink print 2 weeks ago, it was the number one on the Hot 100. And it currently sits as number five on the overall music charts as well. Mm-hmm.
Really?
I don't know why this sudden interest in that album, where all of that is coming from, but yeah, so shout out to her. You know, I'm still a Nicki Minaj fan, so this one comes straight off the Pink Print album. You know, this one.
Yo, B.
Feeling
this
myself.
Is a banger.
Yep.
This is a banger.
Nicki Minaj, Beyonce. Congratulations, Nicki Minaj.
I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling myself.
Shining from a mile, Queen City put the shine on the crown.
Oh yeah!
Shout out everybody out here, boss.
Oh yeah!
You know we gotta shine, big floss.
Let's do it, Bert.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. You real? I'ma tell the whole city that you. My girls and my fellas.
Okay.
You love them, tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
Power 98. Good morning. Who tried to let shine?
I'm trying to let lightning construction shine this morning.
And who is this on the phone line?
This is Cedric Zuber from Rock Hill, South Carolina.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Cedric, for letting them shine out there.
Nice.
Power 98. Good morning. You want to let somebody shine?
Yo, yo, yo. I want to give you a shout out to my son, Zach Love, graduated from Ivan Tech in class of 2020.
Power 98. Good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
I want to let all the voice folks out here say shine this morning. Shout out to my boy, Sterling.
Power 98, good morning. You want to let somebody shine? I say, Power 98, good morning. You want to let somebody shine?
What I say? I say, good morning to you.
Oh, here you go.
Good morning, Mr. Lee. How are you doing
How
this
you
morning?
Doing, Honey Bun?
I'm wonderful, Honey Bun.
How was your day yesterday?
My day was wonderful. How was your holiday
Mr. Lee,
weekend?
Who you want to let shine?
Miss Jessica.
Well, thank you, Mr. Lee. Thank you very much.
I love you, girl.
I love you, too,
okay,
Mr. Lee.
Okay, all right.
All right.
All right.
Y'all gonna open up down there.
Mr. Lee, we ain't opening up no time soon, but I'm going to let the light shine on you because you call up here every morning and we love that. So let's shine the light on Mr. Lee. Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to shine that light on?
Smitty from Smitty's No Longer Lost Store.
All right, who is this?
And you're speaking with Smitty, the owner.
Okay, all right, owner. We're going to shine the light on you. Thank you for calling this morning. That's what we do each and every morning around this time. You can always call in and shine the light on people that are doing great things in the world. Coming up, I've got your nosy neighbor news. Find out what all of your favorite celebrities have been up to here on Charlotte's Plug. Power 98. Good morning.
Always keeping it lit. Like that. With a station giving you tickets.
Power 98, Charlotte's Plug for new hip-hop and R&B. You know what's right around the corner? Your nosy neighbor news.
It's the nosy neighbor news, quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hitty shit. No cap.
Yeah, we got a lot to talk about in the nosy neighbor news. A lot of people were wilding, including Doja Cat. I don't know what's up with her. You heard about what's going on with her, Bert?
I'm sick of her already.
Yeah, I just don't get it.
Absolutely sick of her.
I don't get it. We're gonna be talking about Kobe Bryant, and how much you think his championship ring went for. Got details about that. Who is the highest paid female athlete right now? You won't believe this one. She's doing her thing. And we're about to get a new housewife on The Real Housewives of Atlanta. Got details as to who that is. And someone, well... I guess they were sort of flirting with each other. Halle Berry posted a picture on her Instagram page and somebody came in the comments and posted something and she posted something back. And I got the details about what they were posting back. But who do you think it was, Bert?
I don't know. I'm going to say somebody young and a rapper. Halle Berry.
You're on the right track with that.
Am I?
You are on the right track with that frame of thinking.
Young rapper, French Montana?
Sort of rappish.
Weren't they? Did they already? No, French Montana didn't talk to Halle Berry.
No, uh-uh.
It was J-Lo that he was.
I don't know. Who you going with?
French Montana.
You going with French Montana?
Yeah, I'm going with
French. All right. We'll find out who was sending little notes to Halle Berry and she was responding in the comments and what exactly they were saying coming up in your nosy neighbor news next.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
That is all coming your way right after this guy Future featuring Drake. The name of the song, Life is Good, here on Charlotte's Plug, Power 98.
Working on a weekend like usual. Way off in the deep end like usual. Swear they passed us, they doing too much. Haven't done my taxes, I'm too turned up. Virgil got a paddock on my wrist going nuts. Caught me slipping once, okay, so what? Someone hit your block up, I tell you if it was us. Man, a house in Rosewood.
What the hell is going on? What's going on here? What the hell?
What's going on, nosy neighbors? Miss Jessica, the girl next door, here with your nosy neighbor news for Monday, May 26th. Doja Cat is in hot water after a video of her in a chat room on the site Tiny Chat appeared online. The site is known for hosting racist, that commonly used racist language. In one of the videos, you can even hear her using the N-word. She also has this song out, and I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing this correctly. It's called Didn't Do Nothing. It's resurfaced, but I had no idea about this. It's a term, and it's supposed to be like didn't do nothing, and it's a phrase that racists use.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Related to police brutality or something like that. It's basically a racial slur that they use. This is something that somebody else uses. And she was saying that the song was wrong. I haven't heard the song. She has since then got online and issued an apology. She was talking about the chat room and watching. Look, it's just all too much for me. It is all too much for me. So I don't know. That's what's going on with Doja Cat. You all can look it up and see the videos and form an opinion for yourself. A 14 karat gold and diamond Laker ring that Kobe Bryant once gifted to his mom has sold at an auction. After his first NBA championship, he bought his parents identical rings to commemorate the victory. Now, you may recall this led to Kobe suing to stop his parents from selling their rings at auction. He later gave in and let them sell six items, including the rings. In 2013, one of the rings sold to a private collector. That private collector has now put the ring that was given to him by Kobe's mom up for auction, and it sold for a little over $200,000. Naomi Osaka is now the highest paid female athlete in history, according to Forbes. The 22-year-old tennis player made $37.4 million in the last 12 months from prize money and endorsements. That's $1.4 million more than Serena Williams made in the last 12 months. She has set an all-time record for the female athlete in a single year. That record was previously held by Maria Sharapova in 2015, who made $29.7 million. Halle Berry posted a throwback picture of her when she was in the movie The Flintstones. And of course, you know, a whole bunch of people hopped in the comments. Well, one in particular stuck out, and that one was from The Weeknd. He posted flame emojis, and then Halle responded with three black heart emojis and praying hands. Now everyone is being a detective and wondering what's going on between Halle Berry and The Weeknd. I can sort of see this one. All right, we are now hearing whispers that the Real Housewives of Atlanta fans will get to see a little bit more of Yovana. Yes, word is she's going to be returning to the group as an official cast member. Sources close to production say that all of the ladies, including her, received contracts at the end of filming the reunion. We'll see how this one plays out because y'all saw her on the reunion. Happy birthday to Lenny Kravitz, Jaheim, and Lauryn Hill. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your nosy neighbor news.
Jessica.
All right, nosy neighbors, what did I say about The Weeknd and Halle Berry in the nosy neighbor news? Give me a call, 570-WPEG, and you are going to win those five shout outs. Get on the phone line right now. Shout your people out if you can tell me what I said about Halle Berry and The Weeknd in the nosy neighbor news.
The nosy neighbor news is sponsored by Hendrick Auto. Download the power.
7:37 here in the Queen City. You know what time it is. Around this time each and every morning, No Limit Larry normally tells you why he's mad, right, Bert?
He does.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like to keep it on a positive note. I'm gonna let you know why I'm glad.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad? Are we mad?
Central Park Karen, have you seen this video burping? Oh, my goodness. Now, if you all have not seen this video, go ahead and pull your phones out. Head on over to my Instagram story right now, at Hey Miss Jessica. There is a man who is walking in the park, sees a woman, and tells the woman that she needs to put her dog on a leash. It is illegal for her to have her dog out there and not have her dog on the leash. This woman proceeds to pick up the phone and do this. Check it out.
Sir, I'm asking you to stop.
Please don't come close to me.
Sir, I'm asking you to stop recording me.
Please don't come close to me.
Please take your phone off.
Please don't come close to me.
Can I take any pictures and call the cops?
Please call the cops. Please call the cops.
I'm going to tell them there's an African-American man threatening my life.
Please tell them whatever you like.
I'm sorry, I'm in a ramble, and there is a man, African-American, who has a bicycle helmet. He is recording me and threatening me and my dog. There is an African-American man, I am in Central Park. He is recording me and threatening myself and my dog. And my... I'm sorry, I can't hear you either. I'm being threatened by a man in the ramble. Please send the cops immediately. I'm in Central Park in the ramble. I don't know.
Thank you.
Now, you hear the man say thank you at the end, because at the end of the video, she does what he was asking the whole time, which was just put your damn dog on a leash. Okay? The man was never in a threatening manner. He stood there the whole time. He never approached the woman or anything. All he did was ask this woman to abide by the law, the rules, which was to have her dog on a leash. And listen, by the looks of this dog, I would want the dog on a leash too. That dog was going crazy. The dog was going crazy. Put your dog on a leash. Now, the story makes you mad, right? Here's why I'm glad. Facebook done found a woman. Oh, they done found the woman already. Her name is Amy Cooper. They have found her LinkedIn page. They found her job. Her job has now suspended her. And they said that they are investigating this situation. Burpee, here is why I'm glad. They took the damn dog away from her, Burpee. I lied to you not, Burpee.
Probably because of the way she was handling the dog.
They took the damn dog away from Amy. The Abandoned Angels Cocker Spaniel Rescue posted, "Thank you for the concerned public for reaching out to us about a video involving a dog that was adopted from our rescue a few years ago. As of this evening, the owner has voluntarily surrendered the dog in question to our rescue while this matter is being addressed. Our mission remains the health and safety of our rescued dogs. The dog is now in our rescue care and he is safe and in good health and no longer with Central Park Karen." This is why I am glad this morning they done took the damn dog from the woman. All she had to do was put the dog on the leash.
She was about to choke the dog just to prove a point to the dude asked her to put the leash on.
I mean, in all of that, I am being attacked and threatened.
The dog couldn't even bark. She was choking that damn dog so hard.
I mean, just crazy. She deserved to be arrested. She deserved to be arrested for that.
Stupid.
She deserved to be arrested for that. Like
and
I said,
the way she called the cops, "This is an African American man, please send the cops." Like, he was so threatening. Shut up, woman.
He didn't even approach her.
Right.
She walked
up to him.
He didn't even move. He was telling her, "Please back away from me." Like I said, if you want to see the video, you want to see all the information, they have it up. But I have it up on my Instagram page at Hey Miss Jessica. Amy Cooper, a.k.a. Central Park Karen. Y'all got to calm down, but they done took the dog. That's why I'm glad this morning. On the way, Mr. Incognito has your Live in the Kitchen mix here on Charlotte's Plug. Power 98.
The biggest name.
This is Lil Nas X.
This is Summer Walker.
This is Wale.
This is Travis Scott.
This is Boy Baby.
Hey, this is Chris Brown.
Megan Thee Stallion.
The biggest concert.
Hip-hop and R&B.
All day, every day.
And your home for No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
Every morning.
Here on Power 98.
Power 98 WPEG. We asked y'all earlier today, the question of the day is, which versus battle do you think has been the best so far? We've had Lil Jon and T-Pain. We've had Erykah Badu and Jill Scott. We just had Bean and Mind and Boldy Killer over the weekend. And we had 112 versus Jagged Edge on last night. Probably the worst one we've ever seen. Also, we've had, what was the other one? Babyface and Teddy Riley.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We've had Babyface and Teddy Riley. Which one was y'all's best? Or do you think was the best? I said Beanie Man and Bounty Killer because I was not expecting it to be that lit.
Yeah. I really, really enjoyed that one. I really enjoyed Erykah Badu and Jill Scott, what they did for the culture, for women in the culture.
It was that was dope, but it was too woke for me.
I just enjoy like the uplifting the of great. Each other and also the music. The music is
they
great.
They both got hits. But I was never a big fan of them like that.
Ooh, me.
They got hits. They got hits. I'm not like they're bad. They got hits. Mm-hmm. They both got hits. I was just never into the whole soul eclectic movement. I was never into that.
I actually did my whole senior paper in college on that.
Really?
Real soul.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was. Mm-hmm. I've never been into that.
Yeah.
Not just them, but everybody that was in that
I
whole
neo
soul thing. I wasn't into it.
Oh, I loved
but
it.
But I love Erykah Badu and Jill Scott.
My favorite one, though, by far, was probably Teddy Riley and Babyface because every single song I was singing along to. Every
single so many.
Song I was singing along. And they have so many, so you did not know what they were going to pull out.
Right.
With one like a Jagged Edge or 112, you know what they're going to pull out.
It's only so many.
Yeah, you just sort of like, when are you going to pull it out? But with Teddy Riley and Babyface, it's like, what are they going to pull out? Because they got so many.
Them last five songs, Jagged Edge, I swear it was off a new album coming up.
Head on over to our Instagram pages right now, at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. You know what time it is.
They say they wanted more, we had to mix it up, y'all. Hey, this ain't like before, we had to switch it up, y'all. Hey, man, it's time to turn up in your whip. Whoa, Power 98 is incognito in the mix. Hey,
15, 30, 37, 38.
45, 47.
Incognito. Hey, get your ass up.
It's 750.
It's Power 98, that's what you want.
It's 750.
Kitchen cooking it up, doing his thing. You can follow him at Incognito98. Thank you so much, Mr. Incognito. You know what time it is. Time for us to go check in with Burpee and find out what he is thinking about today.
Jessica?
Sometimes I had them thoughts.
We witnessed probably one of the worst battles for the culture that we've ever seen on last night. And that was 112 versus Jagged Edge. Boring as hell. I can name a few things that I would much rather have seen than the battle of 112. Excuse me. They ain't even 112 no more. They 56 because it was only two of them. I'd much rather have watched. I would rather have seen Nick Cannon battle anybody from The Masked Singer than watch 112 versus Jagged Edge. I don't care who it was. If it was Candy, Lil Wayne, Donna Osmond, I don't give a damn. The Frog, the Little Lion, I don't care, Jessica. I would rather Nick Cannon have got on Versus and battled. And he could have battled Nicole Scherzinger. How you say her name?
I have no idea.
Her, the one of the judges. I would rather he have battled her than watch 56 versus Jagged Edge. I would rather have watched the Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion, because that would have been a better battle between the six of them than that damn battle of 56 versus Jagged Edge. Did you see how Jagged Edge was just sitting there drinking lean or whatever they was drinking? And did you see when the one, he got real close to the camera because he didn't know what was going on.
God.
He was just in the camera like, we can't hear you. Q, Q, we can't hear you, Slim. Slim. Say something, Slim. Slim. We can't. I would rather have watched the Battle of Jericho when the Israelites was trying to take over the Canaan people. I would anything with Jesus, I would rather have watched than that battle between 56 and Jack. They ain't even Jagged Edge no more. They Crooked Edge. It ain't Jagged. 56 and Crooked Edge. I'm sick of it. I would rather have seen the Real World versus Road Rules Challenge than 56 versus Crooked Edge. Don't do that no more. I told y'all from jumping wasn't going to be good. Don't do that no more. That's it. That's all I got.
And those were Burpee Thoughts. Think about it!
What you thought?
Girl, what you thought?
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all know.
Man, these folks got to hit his no cap.
All right, it is time for another Nosy Neighbor News Quickie. Did you see Cardi B on Instagram over the weekend, Bert?
Did.
You did?
You know I love it.
Then you saw the picture. It was supposed to be an ad for Fashion Nova while she was wearing this two-piece. It was a shot from the back. All anybody could talk about was this tattoo. It spans from her shoulder, down her back, down her butt, and onto her thigh. It is beautiful.
It is dope.
It is beautiful. I absolutely love it. First of all, I love peacocks. So, like the peacock feather.
Yeah.
I love that anyway. And I love colorful tattoos. This one took 60 hours to complete. And she had to go to 10 different cities to finish it up.
10 different cities?
10 different cities, 60 hours to complete this whole tattoo.
Oh, nah, bro.
No?
Nah, I'm good on that.
How many tattoos do you have, Bert? Do you know?
12?
12?
13, something like that.
How long was the longest one? How long did it take for you?
An hour and a half, 2 hours.
An hour and a half, 2 hours?
Yeah.
Did you go nonstop, no breaks in between it?
Yeah, I have to get this over with.
Where is that one?
I think that's the microphone that I got on my phone.
Okay. Where was the most painful one for you?
The most painful, probably my wrist, where I got my mom's name.
Mm.
That one was, right on that bone. That hurt.
I have an anklet on my foot.
I know that hurt.
Oh my!
Because it goes onto your foot
all around. It goes all the way around my ankle down onto my foot.
Yeah.
So it hit that bone on the back and that little tender meat back there.
No sir. Not me.
Yeah, and right down there on the foot.
Top of the foot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
it's
no,
right
sir.
There on top of the foot. Yep.
No sir.
Yeah, buddy. And that one took about an hour for them to do.
Ooh, so, that's probably the longest hour.
Yeah.
Hurt. Uh-uh.
But I got other little small ones. My other little small ones, they don't hurt too bad. They just get irritating.
Mm-hmm.
But the one on my foot, oh yeah, that.
I want
that,
some more.
That
I want
one.
A lot more. Actually.
Well, yeah, check that one out if you haven't seen it. Cardi B in her brand new tattoo. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door, and that is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is. Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie. Tell that.
It's time for us to get into the next big thing.
Who the next best? Who the next best thing? Who gon' put on for the city? Who the next best thing? If you think you got some talent, you the next best thing.
thing? Who the next best thing?
We are the only station in the Carolina that supports our local artists. We're about to play one for you right now. And you're the music critic. You're going to let us know if we should keep it or sweep it and let us know what letter grade we should give them. All right. Today's song is called Potion. All right, you ready?
Potion?
Here? Potion.
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 All right.
Turn your radios up, take a listen, and get your phones ready to give us a call. 570-WPEG. Let us know if we should keep this thing or sweep it.
Charged up. The power is always on.
You know I'm undefeated.
It's the plug, baby. Power 98.
It's the next big thing. Today's song is Potion, and it's by Elijah the Young Prophet.
Die, baby, just like that. Put your left foot in and your right foot back. Then you lean to the side, baby, just like that. Love Potion. You got me hoping that I could conversate with you just for a moment. I think I'm dreaming, because now we speaking. Without the horn, she's an Instagram demon. She's a TikTok monster, Instagram demon. Got the type of body, have a real one fiending. Love potion, got a real one leaning. Just for some of your potion. TikTok monster.
Potion by Elijah the Young Prophet. 570-WPEG. Give us a call right now. Let us know if we should keep it or sweep it and what letter grade you are giving it. It's our next big thing. Artist of the day. While you're dialing, it's Gunna Skybox here on Charlotte's Plug. Power 98. Good morning. Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. You're right in the middle of it. It's the next big thing. Today's artist is Elijah the Young Prophet. The name of the song, Potion.
Side, baby, just like that. Put your left foot in and your right foot back. Then you lean to the side, baby, just like that. Love Potion. You got me hoping that I could conversate with you just for a moment. I think I'm dreaming, cause now we speaking. Without the horn, she's an Instagram demon. She's a TikTok monster, Instagram demon. Got the type of body, have a real one fiending. Love Potion, got a real one leaning. Just for some of your potion. TikTok monster. Instagram demon.
All right, so we got to go to the phone lines, find out what the people are saying. Power 98, good morning. We're going to keep it, we're going to sweep it, and what letter grade are you giving it?
Good morning, team. Good morning, team. This is Blocks and Blocks Magazine.
You
have to sweep that thing. I would have to get that a D, man.
We are going to sweep, mop, and disinfect it, and we're going to give it a D for don't play it again. Thank you.
You're going to keep it, you can give it an A.
And Burpee's over there, and he's taking some votes on his Instagram Live. What you got over there?
Sweep is leading right now.
Sweep is leading?
Yeah. Sweep is leading.
Well?
And we have quite a few keeps, but Sweep is winning.
Well, you can still get your vote in 570-WPEG. And coming back, we're going to let you know what we think about the song. And we're going to let you know how you can get your music played on the next big thing. That's all coming up next here on Charlotte's Plug. Power 98. Good morning.
From the True Liant Federal Credit Union Traffic Center, Charlotte.
Representing the local flavor.
Nobody plays more local hits.
North side, south side, east side, west side.
This is my city.
The plug for local music. This is your Power 98.
That's exactly who we are, the plug for local music. And today's next big thing artist is Elijah the Young Prophet. The name of the song is Potion.
Die, baby, just like that. Put your left foot in and your right foot back. Then you lean to the side, baby, just like that. Love Potion. You got me hoping that I could conversate with you just for a moment. I think I'm dreaming, cause now we speaking. Without the horn, she's an Instagram demon. She's a TikTok monster, Instagram demon. Got the type of body, have a real one fiending. Love potion, got a real one leaning. Just for some of your potion. TikTok monster.
Elijah the Young Prophet, the name of the song is Potion. Bert, what you think about it?
I like the beat.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the melody of the song. I don't know. I think if he was talking about something different, it would stick with me. It just didn't keep my attention the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
So I would sweep it, but with like a C minus.
Okay. All right.
Because it's catchy. It'll catch. It's one of those songs where you catch yourself singing. You'd be like, where I know this song from?
Mm-hmm.
It's a TikTok monster, Instagram. I like that. But I don't know. Maybe it's Butter said it got a dance to it. So Maybe I, you know, if you see it with the dance, then it's, it'll be something different. But.
Yeah, DJ Butterfingers was telling us that it has a dance to go along with it, which I think is it's very smart for this type of song to have a dance to go along with it. I like the concept. I think that it is catchy. I like the beat of it. I just think towards like the end of it, lyrically, it got a little lazy. And maybe that's just because maybe that's when the dance kicks in, you know, so, you know, so maybe that's what it is. I don't know. I haven't seen the dance to go along with it. I would sweep the song. I would keep the song. I would give the song about a B minus.
Okay.
I would give the song about a B minus. But unfortunately, I am not in the majority. The majority of people are saying, sweep this song, and they're giving it a grade of a C.
I'm only sweeping, that's what it is. I'm sweeping it for radio purposes. To be a radio hit, I don't know that it would be, that song would be in heavy rotation. But something like a YouTube or...
I disagree, Bert.
Really?
I think that this is a radio song.
Really?
I think that this is a radio song. I definitely, this sounds like what we play. Yeah. I hear this all. I can hear this being played on the radio. I can. It's a nice little vibe. It's like what you said. It's one of those songs that you'll find yourself sort of singing along to. If you hear it in the background, you might do a little dance to it or whatever. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Like, I definitely do hear this as a radio song. Just for me, just the second half of it was not memorable like the first half of it for me. That's my only issue with it, is I want it to be memorable like the first half. But yeah, like we said, unfortunately, this one is a sweep with an overall letter grade of a C. If you are a local artist and you're trying to have your music heard up here on Power 98, go ahead and send it on over to us. Send it to carolina.street@power98fm.com. That's carolina.street@power98fm.com. And shout out to Elijah the Young Prophet. He's definitely out here doing this thing. Definitely heard a lot of music from him. So keep working, buddy, and doing your thing. All right. On the way, we are playing everybody's favorite game show, Are You Black Smart? That's coming up after this lady who completely looks different. Like, Summer Walker, Usher, come through. It's Power 98.
I should have known better. Can't even pretend like I don't want it again. On a boat.
You know that I'm a beat.
Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. 925 here in the Queen City. You know, every morning we hit you with that madhouse question of the day. And today we were talking about the versus battles. A lot of them, you know, we had a couple over the weekend. Bounty Killer versus Beanie Man and 112 versus, well, actually 56 versus Jagged Edge, which is what a lot of people were referring to them as on social media. So we asked you, what was the best? Oh, they so petty. Why y'all so petty? What was the best versus battle so far? And a lot of people, the majority of the people on my page, are saying T-Pain and Lil Jon.
Yeah, I got a lot of T-Pain and Lil Jon, but I got a lot of Jill and Erica also.
I did get some Jill and Erica.
I got a lot of Jill and Erica. People like the vibe of the whole thing. They like the mood. I'm not mad at that.
You know what's good about this is that there is not like one clear answer, which right. means that these are winning. Yeah. They're doing a good job with it. They're appealing to a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, but the majority of the people, not to say that they're leading by a lot, but a lot of people are saying T-Pain and Lil Jon.
Yeah.
On my page.
And so. I got some for Bounty and Beanie Man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Got a few for them.
And I think I got two. I think I'm counting two for Ludacris and Nelly.
Oh, yeah. No, they're not even in the discussion.
But I don't remember this one. I don't know if this was an official versus battle, but Neo and Jonte Austin?
I don't even remember.
I don't remember that one, but two people said it on my Instagram page. That one,
really?
So
mm-hmm. I don't remember that one.
Yeah, I don't remember that one either. But let's go check in with our Madhouse voicemail. You know who's on here. One of our favorites, Mr. What the Hell. Let's find out what he talking about today.
Got something on your mind you want to let out?
Yeah, what?
Call the Madhouse voicemail.
What up? 704-227-8780.
Holla at your folks.
What do you have to say?
Hey, yo, happy belated birthday to my sister-in-law, Cassandra Phillips, a.k.a. Cassie, working over there at Atrium Hill. Sister-in-law, I need you to quit walking with two left feet falling everywhere. You're going to mess around and fall one day, and you're going to end up in the upper room. And Roy Cooper, everybody else has everything to do with the RNC. If Donald Trump orange ass want to move it, because we don't want to fill up that arena, because we don't want the coronavirus spread here in Charlotte, North Carolina, tell them to
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
Hey, if you ever want to comment, leave a comment on our voicemail. It's always open, 704-227-8780. And our Madhouse question of the day goes down each and every morning in our 6 o'clock hour. Coming up, I've got your nosy neighbor news. It's on the way right after this. Janae Aiko on the way here on Charlotte's Blood, Power 98.
I know you love touching me.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.